It is officially Monday, which means we are officially 1 week out from the NHL trade deadline. And oh, by the way, of course, there's a story that's been brewing around here, the New York Islanders, to talk about the trade deadlines and the Islanders and what could happen with the locals. We bring in Brian Compton. He is the deputy managing editor of NHL.com. Hey, B-Comp, what's going on?
Not much, Lori. How are you?
I'm doing well. Meanwhile, I know you have to be Mr. Neutrality because you're the NHL deputy managing editor, yada, yada, yada. But, all right, just between you and me, nobody else listening, how excited are you about your Islanders? Did you see this coming when they brought in Lou Lamoriello, Barry Trotz? I mean, I know Islander fans were excited, but could anyone have thought this would happen this fast?
No, I mean, look, it's not like they have much competition right now, Lori, but this is the best sports story in the city. I don't think it's even close. I know the Nets have had a pretty nice season in the NBA, but, like you said, to go from where they were to have a new GM in place and, the Stanley Cup reigning winning coach here in Barry Trotz, after giving up 293 goals last year, to now have allowed the fewest in the league and to have a 5-point lead. The Caps lost tonight, so the lead is still 5 points atop the Metro. It's insane what they're doing, Laurie. It really, really is. It's a tremendous story.
And is that the biggest thing? When we talk about Barry Trotz and his influence on this team, you hit it right there with the problem. You know, I've spoken to you at trade deadlines past over the last few years, and it feels like every season we talk about something along the lines of the Islanders could use, somehow they have to improve the goals against, and whether that's at goalie or defense or whatever it is, they got to get better. And here we are, not just that they stunk in the past in that, but 138 goals allowed. They're best in the league by a lot in that category. How do you explain that?
Yeah, and it's no disrespect to anybody on their back end, Lori, but there's no stud there, right?
Right.
And that, I think that's what makes it even more impressive. And, they bring in Robin Leonard, who had all these off-ice issues last mm-hmm. year and in years prior in Buffalo and Ottawa before that. So they signed him to a proven contract, a one-year deal worth just over $1 million. And Thomas Greiss was one of the worst goalies in the league last year. And look, he had no help in front of him, to be fair to Thomas. He works his rear end off over the summer to work on some things. And it's just the structure that Barry has brought and the rest of the staff. He brought Lane Lambert with him from Washington. And obviously, they have a new goalie coach in Piero Greco who came from Toronto. So he had ties to Lou Lamoriello and Mitch Korn, who has had ties to Barry forever with Washington and Nashville before that. He's the director of goaltending. So I think it's just how quickly everything has come together, like we were talking about before. It's hard to put into words. I know that's not what you want to hear on the radio station, but it doesn't make a whole lot of sense what they're doing. And I said this with our friend Sal Licata last week. It reeks of Vegas from last year, Lori. There's not there's not a ton of firepower, but it's a team. 1 through 23. It really, really is, and they can play with anybody as they've proven over the last 4 months.
And speaking of, it's a team, and that depth and that 1 through 23 on the roster. Is the other surprising part of this, of course, is you lose the guy in John Tavares, much publicized, that hung over the team all year long last year. You lose your best player and the face of the franchise, and now suddenly they're much better as a team. And is that an accident or a coincidence?
Yeah, I think they're always going to tell us that they don't read, the predictions before the season starts. But I think they kind of fed off the fact that nobody gave them a fighter's chance once Tavares left. And those predictions, not to defend them, because I thought that they could still fight for a playoff spot. I didn't think that they could win this division.
Right.
But it's just, there was still talent here. I mean, Matt Barzal is the reigning Calder winner as the rookie of the year. Anders Lee scored 40 goals. You go down the list. Casey Cizikas has 15 goals. I mean, he didn't even have, he's never even had 10 before this year. So, it had to be this kind of all hands on deck approach. And that's exactly what, that's the approach that they've taken here. So, there was still some talent here. I think, you know, the biggest thing was when Lou first took the job in May, before, you know, Barry was still working for Washington, trying to win a championship. Lou came flat out and said, there's no way we're going to allow 293 goals again. We're going to fix the defense, no matter who the coach is.
People say that, and then it doesn't happen with Lou Lamoriello.
Right, exactly. I think we had to wait to see what was going to happen with Dougie Wade. So I think it was June 5th when Lou made the moves with Gard Snow and Doug Wade. And then, you know, Barry is still working, but Lou's sitting there saying, we're going to hire the best coach available. And, you know, Barry's contract was up, and there were rumors that he wasn't going to return to Washington. So when you come out publicly and say, we're going to hire the best coach available, and lo and behold, Barry's sitting there, and you know, it took a whole 3 days after Barry resigned to have him come to New York. Everything has come together so quickly for an organization where nothing ever came together for far too long.
Right. It does feel like it is a Lamoriello effect. You get a Hall of Famer with the chops and the history this guy has that somehow success follows. You mentioned Anders Lee, and we know obviously the on-ice contribution, but is there also something with Tavares leaving that how have you seen maybe the evolution of Anders Lee and from a leadership standpoint?
It's been fantastic. I mean, he was it's the collegiate level where he was last captain, but he was captain at Notre Dame before he graduated there. And, you know, I've gotten to know Anders really, really well over these past few years. He's fantastic in the community. You know, he does that Can Jam event every year and raises hundreds of thousands of dollars for pediatric cancer research. So the guys respect him. You know, you knew it was going to be tough for him to score 40 again once Tavares left. But and he actually he ended a 12-game drought last night, which was nice to see. But look, he's a terrific player. He's scheduled to be a free agent on July 1. I've been wrong about this before, Lori, but I don't think he's going to get there. I don't think they would have put the C on his sweater the morning of their first game of the season if they didn't think he was going to be here long term. So we'll see.
Talking to Brian Compton about the Islanders, also about the NHL trade deadline. I said I would talk trade deadline. We are a week out. It's officially Monday. So I saw that you wrote an article for NHL.com about Lou Lamoriello, and his comments were that approaching the trade deadline, he certainly doesn't seem desperate to make a move with as well as this team is playing. But what do you expect Lamoriello to do?
Lori, I think he's going to swing for the fences. I mean, people keep asking me, what are they going to do? Lou is not going to tell us anything. So I have to preface what I'm saying with that for sure.
This is always lying season. I mean, that, you know, they're absolutely not going to tell you what they're going to do. But on the one hand, as you mentioned, there's like a delicate balance of as well as this team is playing, and you don't want to muck with the chemistry. But what would you do?
Yeah, if it can be done, I think the guy that they need and want is Mark Stone. I know I've read reports that Matthew Shane is high on their list as well. Obviously, Duchesne and Stone are both in Ottawa. But if there's one guy who I think could help them immensely, it's Mark Stone. He's one of the best two-way players in the league. Tremendous defensive forward. He's pushing towards 60 points if he's not there already. So he can do it all. He could step right in as a top six forward. I think if he ultimately stays in Ottawa, Laurie, he'd probably be their next captain. So he's another guy who could, you know, he's going to command respect the minute he would get here. So Stone would be my choice if I'm Lou. But there's going to be some other options out there. Jakob Silverberg, if he doesn't re-sign in Anaheim within the next week or so, he could be available. He had two goals tonight for Anaheim in their win against Washington. So we'll see. There's some quality options out there, but I think Stone is the guy that they should be aiming for here.
How about the Rangers? What do you expect them to do before the deadline? Are they going to deal some players?
I would think so. I would think Kevin Hayes and Matt Zuccarello are the two guys to keep an eye on, both UFAs after this season. I think Hayes would command more on the market via trade here, Laurie. I think they can get some quality pieces back for him. I would not be surprised if he somehow ends up with the Boston Bruins. That's where he's from. I think it'd be a really good fit there on what's already a pretty good team. So, and Zook's obviously been here forever. He could certainly help a team, maybe Winnipeg. We'll see how that goes.
And then as far as the Devils go, seen some rumors out there. Marcus Johansson, what do you expect there?
Yeah, I mean, look, he could be a guy who ends up on the Islanders. I mean, I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. He has ties to Barry from their days in Washington, so
you feel like you feel like Shiro would do that with, I mean, I don't know. You know, we just know in baseball, you know, in football, seeing the locals trade with each other. With Lou being former Devils Hall of Fame GM, would they make that trade?
I think so. I think that stuff gets thrown out the window if they can help each other out. You know, if the Islanders offer, let's say, a third-round pick, I mean, it's better than losing them for nothing, I guess, right? So not out of the realm of possibility. I think Lou needs to aim higher here, but that's more of a worst-case scenario. I think he could ultimately help them if need be.
Actually, yeah, I think that's an interesting move to see the locals trade there. And all right, so you're expecting that the magician Lou Lamoriello, who somehow seems to have, you know, said he'd bring in the best coach available and turned out to be one of the best in the league, said he would reduce the goals against from over 290 to now being best in the league, you expect an aggressive trade deadline. I'm sure Islanders fans are going to be salivating, but based on those remarks, and they can follow you online and on social media over the coming week. Always, always appreciate the time, Brian. Catch up with you soon.
Great catching up with you, Lori. Take care.